From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Opponents of a controversial land exchange in Colorado Springs are appealing a judge's decision to dismiss their lawsuit seeking to stop the transfer of a parcel of public land known as Strawberry Fields to the Broadmoor Hotel. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports the appeal was filed today.
El Paso County District Judge Michael McHenry sided with the city and the Broadmoor last month in their motion to dismiss a suit against the deal. McHenry rejected arguments from opposition group Save Cheyenne that the city lacks the legal authority to trade Strawberry Fields. Save Cheyenne President Richard Scorman says he hopes the state appeals court will have a different perspective.
It would be great to get this out of Colorado Springs so we have the ability to really understand these issues in a broader context. We think this has statewide impact.
As opponents continue their legal challenge against the land exchange, the city of Colorado Springs says the deal was finalized at the end of December. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Full disclosure, Richard Scorman is the owner of Poor Richards, which is a 91.5 KRCC underwriter. Auditors say Colorado should repay nearly $9.7 million for grants used to set up the state's health care exchange. The audit by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services found that Connect for Health Colorado didn't sufficiently document how it spent some of the funds. Other money was allocated for prepaying for contracts that would run past the time all grant funds were supposed to be spent. Officials with the exchange agree with some of the audit's findings, but dispute the requested repayment amount. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.